The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 of them were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them. But the wives brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No. For there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Welcome back to the grade school kids. Welcome back. It's great to see you here. A little bit of surprise this morning. I wasn't sure that you were coming, so I swiftly ran and cooked up a whole batch of new hosts. We should be safe. A little tiny thought for you here today. And we're going to start with this last line of the gospel where Jesus says, "Be watchful, because you don't know the day and you don't know the hour." Now, usually those words are said in warning. Today I ask you to hear them rather as a promise. You hear them as a promise, because God takes his time, doesn't he? Yes or yes? Yes. God is in no hurry. But when God acts, boy, does he act swiftly. Like a thunderbolt. You wake up one morning and your whole life has changed, right? When God acts, he acts swiftly. Now, not only is that a warning to make the most of the time you have and repent and turn away from your sins and turn back to God while you still have time, okay? But it's also a promise. But that all the things that you hope for, that God will deliver, all the things that you hope for, that God will deliver. And it helps you to keep from giving in to sadness and bitterness if God does not act as swiftly as you hope that he would. Okay, so today we celebrate the feast of St. Monica. And this message is perfect for her feast day. St. Monica, just in case you don't know, St. Monica was a 4th century Christian woman who lived in what's now Tunisia in the north of Africa in the dying days of the Roman Empire. And when Monica was a young girl, her parents forced her to get married to a man named Patricius. And let me tell you, it was bad. It was bad from the very beginning. He was abusive to her, he had a fiery temper, and let's just say he had a wandering eye, okay, just to say the least. That's the G-rated version. Monica, however, she kept on persevering through all these hardships. She had 3 children, none of whom embraced the Catholic faith, and she had the additional burden of a live-in mother-in-law, and most famously, of course, she was the mother of St. Augustine. Now, when most people are faced with hardships, they turn inwards. It's the great temptation of suffering, self-absorption. Monica shows us another way to go. She shows us the way of perseverance. Now, there's a difference between perseverance and endurance. Perseverance is enduring in hope. Hope is the virtue that God will deliver everything that he's promised. Nobody can just endure forever. We need to remember the hope that God will deliver all that he's promised. That's the theological virtue of hope. St. Monica, they say she prayed for 30 years for all of her children, for all of her family. One day she was in the cathedral in Milan, and St. Ambrose, Bishop of Milan, came up to her and she saw her crying. And he said to her, "Do not worry. The child of such tears will never be lost. And for her instruction and for our edification, all of Monica's prayers were answered, and boy, were they ever answered. Her husband was baptized and converted. Her mother-in-law was baptized and converted. And most famously, her son Augustine put aside all of his wayward ways, and he was baptized and converted, and he became a priest, and he became a bishop, and he became one of the greatest theologians that has ever lived, such that there's no Christian denomination out there that does not claim to be following the ideas of St. Augustine. Little thought for you now for the day. Jesus says, stay awake. You don't know the day or the hour. God's promises will be answered, but there's two things you can be certain of. They will be answered, and they will not be answered according to your timetable. He works in his own time. And why is that? I think St. Paul gives us the answer. He says this in the first reading. He says, we're always praying for you that you might become worthy of the calling you've received. Why does God take his time? Why doesn't he answer all of your prayers, answer all of your prayers right away? Because prayer doesn't change God, that's why. Prayer changes us. And that takes time. And God is patient for our well-being. Here's a great mystery. The hardest times in your life, when you look back on them in the perspective of heaven, will be seen as the greatest blessings of your entire life, because those are the times in which God forged you into his image. A little message now from the Gospel and from the Feast of St. Monica. Keep watchful, keep hopeful, and be patient. God will never fail to deliver on all that he's promised. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Monica, pray for us.